The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shkolim daf kap beis. The Mishnah says Hashkolim v'Bikurim einam nohagim ela b'fnei habayis. The mitzvah of Bikurim and the mitzvah of Shkolim, of donating shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, does not apply nowadays. It only applies when there is a Beis HaMikdash. And the reason for this is that the purpose of the Shkolim is to bring korban tzibur for the Beis HaMikdash, the public offerings, which have to be brought on behalf of the whole tzibur. And since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then we don't have any korbanos. So therefore there is no mitzvah of giving machzit shekel today. Now, that leads to an interesting question. What happens if someone wanted to give a machzit shekel today? Would it work? Would it apply? Is there such a thing? And what would one do with it? So, Rabbi Yaakov Enden, in Shaydus Yairitz, Chelik Aleph, Simon Peites, brings down a quote from the Sefer Kaftav Aferach, which was written by one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Eshtori Aparachi, who writes there that the Baruch, Marina Baruch, one of the Rishonim, told him that Rabbi Yechiel Miparis intended to come to Yerushalayim in Shnas Yud Zayin Le'elef HaShishi, in the 6th millennium, which we're in now, in year 17, which is going back some 750 odd years ago. He came to Yerushalayim, or intended to come to Yerushalayim at any rate, and intended to offer up korbanos bizman hazeh. So says Rabbi Shlomo Pachid, he heard Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, who was one of the Balei HaTosef under Rishonim, was going to intended to offer up korbanos bizman hazeh on the Mokom HaMikdash. So Rabbi Shlomo Pachid says that at the time I didn't think to ask him, what about the fact that we're all Tomei nowadays and we can't bring korbanos b'tumah? Also, what about the fact that we need a Kohen to do that voida and we don't have a Kohen Meyuchas nowadays? Then he says, I remembered that we don't have to worry about Tumah, because Korban Tzibur of Doiches HaShabbos and Doiches HaTumah. As we know, Gevorot in Pesachim, the Korban Tzibur of Doiches HaTumah, if the Tzibur is Tumah, then they can bring a Korban Tzibur, even B'Tumah, and even on Shabbos, as we know, Korban Tumah and Korban Mutzafin are all brought on Shabbos. So we know that although you can't bring individual Korbanos on Shabbos, you can bring Korban Tzibur on Shabbos, and it's also Doiches HaTumah. Adkam Divrei HaSefer Kaftav Aferach. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Lechore, it appears Rabbi Yechiel Miparis wanted to bring Korban Tomin and Korban Musaf, because there's a Korban Tzibur. After Yaakov Emden, how's that going to work? They have to be brought as Korban Tzibur from the general public, from the whole Geila. In which case, we'd have to have Shkolim. And how on earth are we going to, Rabbi Yechiel Miparis intending to organize Shkolim from the whole Tzibur? Rochuk Ma'od, he says, it's very far-fetched to think that he was intending to go around to all the shtetlach, all the villages around the whole world, and take shkolim from all Shifti Yisrael. That's obviously not a realistic possibility. So what was he going to do? How was he going to intend to purchase a korban tzibur, which has to be brought from shkolim, and we don't have shkolim nowadays? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, perhaps he wanted to rely on Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Tani Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a person can donate things to the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the congregation. Now we know a person can donate individual netovas, a person can bring his own korban as an individual when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But the Rabbi Yossi seems to hold that a person can donate something which should be for the whole tzibur. Now, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says something very interesting. He says that we find the machlokes of Yosef and Rabbanim is only talking about machshirei korban, but not the korban itself, in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Shkolim. I'm not quite sure what he means by this, because according to our Gersa and Yerushalmi, it would seem certainly to be the opposite. Our Yerushalmi says at the beginning of the fourth Perek of Shkolim, then the Mishnah says that the Trumat HaLishka, the money they used to take from the Shkolim, they would buy korban, tomid, musaf, and Oyman Shtealechem, all the korban of Tzibur. Then it says, Hashem is Svichin v'Shvi'is Noitlin Tzachom v'Trumas HaLishka. Those who looked after the Svichin v'Shvi'is would take the Schar from Trumas HaLishka. Rabbi Yezzi says, Afa Roitzim is not Hashem Echinam. A person could donate himself, what Meir is talking about, Tzvicha Shvi is for Shtei Alechem, Alechem upon him, but the idea being that a person as an individual can be craning his own produce and donate it as a carbon tzibur for the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachomim argued with him and said, no, it has to come from the tzibur. Now, the Gemara in the Bavli, in Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, has two or three different explanations of what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbanan, but the consensus seems to be, the main period seems to be there, that the question was, that everyone agrees that in principle, a person can donate, even as a yochid, something on behalf of the whole tzibur. But the Chachomim says, we're choshish that a person is not, doesn't give it over, lo yimso le tzibur yofe yofe. He doesn't give it over to the tzibur entirely with a complete heart in the right manner. Rabbi Yosef says, we're not chashish for that, we're not concerned about that. If a person says he wants to give it to the tzibur and give it on behalf of the whole tzibur, then that's good enough. Chazal says, we're chashish, he won't give it over entirely in the correct way with a full heart. But Rabbi Yosef says, we're not chashish for such a thing. And therefore, there's no problem. So according to Rabbi Yosef, at any rate, we see that a person, an individual, can donate something to the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the whole tzibur. Now, the Yerushalmi out in Perek Dalet of Shkolim says that brings two examples of such a thing, such a concept. Atziak, the Eitzim, people would give wood to the Beit HaMikdosh and on behalf of the whole tzibur, and that would work. So one man on Yerushalmi said that only works according to Rabbi Yosi, because the Tanakhama says an individual can't donate to the Beit HaMikdosh on behalf of the whole tzibur. But the other man on Yerushalmi says no, it works according to everybody. The machlokes is only with the korban itself, but machshirei korban, everyone agrees that Yochid can give on behalf of the tzibur. Then Yerushalmi brings another example: the kohen gadol or kohen, a mother would make for him a kaseinus, and he would be able to use that for the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, b'vach yim surrender the tzibur, it hasn't been given over to the tzibur. So again, one man Dama said, well, that only works according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds an individual can donate something on behalf of the tzibur. The other man Dama says, no, again, it's only machshirei korban, it's not the korban itself. And everyone would agree that it would. So even though the korbanos of the kohen gadol have to be from the tzibur, but this is okay in this case, because it's, a yochid can give it over, even according to everybody. At any rate, we see from the Yerushalmi, it seems to be clear that the machlokas of Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi is only in the korban itself, but machshirei korban, everybody agrees that you can, a yochid can actually give it over. So I'm not sure the lashon of the Rabbi Yochanan, I forgot the low poly, eleva machshirei korban, the machlokas are only machshirei korban. Not clear what it means, perhaps there's a tor sefer there. But at any rate, according to Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yosi certainly holds, in the case of even in the case of the korban itself, that a yochid, an individual, can donate to the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the whole tzibur. If that's the case, lechora, then Rabbi Chirmi Paris would have had no problem donating korbanos on behalf of the whole tzibur. He could buy a korban, even though he was an individual, without resorting to shkolim bismanazeh, and then offer it up on behalf of the whole tzibur, and that would work if we hold like Rabbi Yosi. Now, in fact, there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, which brings a brisa. The brisa says, "Korban tzibur aboyin be'echol menison mitzvah lavi min achodesh v'im hevi min ayoshon yotza." There's a mitzvah to bring korbanos tzibur from the new shkolim from the first of Nisan onwards. But if you brought from the old shkolim, you also yotzer. Ela shechiser mitzvah, but it's lacking in the mitzvah. It's not an ideal mitzvah. Carries on the brisa for yochid sheis nadin mishaloi kasherim, an individual who donates from his own money on behalf of the tzibur. It's also kosher. Bilvad sheyimtzrim letzibur, as long as he hands it over to the tzibur. Ask the Gemara pshita. It's obvious. And so answers the Gemara, Ma'al de Tema Lecha Shema La Yimsem a Tzibur Yofe Yofe, Kamash Malon. I might have thought that we should be concerned he doesn't give it over to the Tzibur in the correct manner, Yofe Yofe, Kamash Malon. Says the Brisa, we see from here that we're not worried for such a thing, and we assume that it is given over in the correct manner. So it certainly seems to be clear from this Gemara, from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that there's no problem an individual giving it over. In other words, and the halacha would be like Rabbi Yossi. That's what it seems to be. Seems to say over here. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and that an individual can in fact donate on behalf of the whole tzibur. I might have thought, like the Chachamim say, that we're choshe shem ala yimse b'yafi yafi. Kamash malon, we're not choshe for that. Who says that? Rabbi Yossi. That seems to be the halacha. Now, there's a Gemara in Yomot of Lamed Helmut base, which says there that Kohen she'osos le'im ha'kosonis, a Kohen whose mother made for him a kosonis, lo sheva oved bo avodas yochid, or bilvachim serena le'tzibur. And again, the Gemara says, pshita, it's obvious, ma'u detem anech Hashem alayim sheyofi yofa komash malom. Well, then the Gemara adds in a few words. He can use it for avodah, as long as he gives it over to the tzibur, but the lashon of the Gemara is, va'ovid bo avodas yochid. He can only use it for avodas yochid, for an individual avodah. What does that mean, an individual avodah? Rashi says the individual avodah means it's talking about the Kohen Gadol, and it's talking about getting the cuff of the Keturis back from where he left it in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's not really a proper avodah. That's just to clean up what he's left behind. And since it's not an individual, a real avodah, so it's not part of the avodah's Yom Kippur, for example, and therefore it's avodah's yochid, says Rashi, so it can be, you can use these big day kohuna, which have been donated by the individual. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, well, vachi yim tsurena le tzibur, he's got to give it over to the tzibur. So, says Rashi, because it is, at the end of the day, done on behalf of the tzibur. The notion of the Rigvo is, it's orchi tzibur ktsas, and that's why it has to be given over to the tzibur. But at any rate, it seems from this Gemara that even though we allow an individual to donate big day kahuna and he gives it over to the tzibur, nonetheless it's still limited, can only use for some type of avodas yochid, whatever that means. Meiri learns it differently. Meiri learns avodas yochid means you can only be used for big day kahuna for a kohen who's doing the dorim and the dovas on behalf of individuals, but can't be used on behalf of the tzibur. But at any rate, we see that if you want to give over something to the tzibur, according to the Gemara in Yomud of Lamed Helmut Beis, you can do that, and we're not choshe shem alein tzoren yofa yofa, but it can only be used for avodas yochid and not for avodas tzibur. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Ches Halacha Zayin paskens that an individual like Rabbi Yossi can give over things to the tzibur on behalf of the tzibur, and we're not choshe shem alein tzoren yofa yofa. The Lashon of the Rambam is as follows. Called big day akonim einon boim elam shel tzibur. The yochid is not even an individual who donates beggar the big day kahuna. Most of the tzibur, he can give it over to the tzibur. Umotan is perfectly permitted. V'chein kol akle asharis v'atzeh marocha shemoshon yochid the tzibur harayin kasherin. All kle asharis and atzeh marocha. Af kol korban is the tzibur, even the korban itself, she is not even son yochid mishaloi kasherim. That an individual donates our kosher bivachim to the tzibur, as long as he gives it over to the tzibur. So the Rambam is clearly passing, first of all, like Rabbi Yossi, even though we're talking about the guf hakorban itself. The Yerushalmi says that even the Tanakhama agrees if you're talking about machshirei kuna, machshirei korban. But here we're talking about the korban itself. That's a machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama according to Rishami, and nonetheless the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yossi. What's the makor for the Rambam? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin, which clearly brings a brayso which says that lechero he paskens like Rabbi Yossi. We're not choshes, and in for Shem Aleim from Yofi Yofi, and an individual can donate on behalf of the tzibur. Ask the Mishnah Melech, why didn't the Rambam bring down the Gemara in Yomo, which says that that's fine, but that only works for avodas yochid and not for avodas tzibur, mashma not for avodas tzibur. So the Mishnah Melech says that the Rambam says that it works even for a korban tzibur because the stom of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is mashma like that. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the brayso there, is talking about korbanos tzibur. It's talking about clearly being mafrish korbanos on behalf of the tzibur because it talks about taking from the new shkolim and the old shkolim. And then the Gemara says an individual can give, and it also works. And we're not choshe shem alein tzoren yofa yofa. So it's clear for the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you can do it even for a korban tzibur and not dafka avodas yochid. Although the Gemara in Yuma says implies it only works for avodas yochid, so the Mishnah Melech and Rambam understands that that's not limiting it to avodas yochid. It works even for a korban tzibur. The chiddush there is that even if you want to use it only for avodas yochid, you still have to be give it over to the tzibur. Or bevachin yimtzurim the tzibur goes on that, but it's not limiting the concept to avodas yochid. You can donate money to the on behalf of the whole tzibur, even for a korban tzibur, even for the guf hakorban, and even on behalf of the whole tzibur. And that's the halacha, because halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara Gimel which says it can be used for avodas yochid is to say that even if you only use it for avodas yochid or bevachin yimtzurim the tzibur, you still have to make sure you give it over to the tzibur. But it works whether you're using it for avodas yochid or whether you're using it for avodas tzibur. So says the Mishnah Melech. Now the Chazon Ish in Yoma Siman Kuf Kavov Sivkot and Kaftalev points out something very interesting. That brisa which we quoted in Rosh Hashanah says that it should korban tzibur should be bought from the new shkolim. But yeah, for the old shkolim, it also works. Yotza, abu chisar mitzvah, elish a chisar mitzvah. It's lacking a bit in the mitzvah. It goes on to say, yochesh is nadev mishalok sheirim, but if an individual gives on his on behalf of the old tzibur, it also works. Ubevachim to him the tzibur. There it doesn't say, points out the Chazon Ish, shechisar mitzvah, that is lacking in the mitzvah. Now that implies that not only is a yochid an individual allowed to do it, but it's even in the chadchila. There's no problem at all of a yochid doing it, and it works for chadchila, and there's no chisar mitzvah at all. Points out the Chazon Ish, take note that he's not giving it from any shkolim at all. If you're giving it from the shkolim, the brisa says the new chadchila should give from the new shkolim. If you give from the old shkolim, it's not good enough. But yeah, but it works, but it's chisar mitzvah. But individuals allowed to give on behalf of the whole tzibur, and you don't need shkolim at all, points out the Chazon Ish. Very mashma from the brisa. The Torah here in the Chazon Ish Mashma that it requires an explanation why this should work, but so is the implication of the brisa. Well, if that's the case, then coming back to our original Shaila, Rabbi Chilmi Peres wanted to offer up korbanos on behalf of the tzibur. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, what about shkolim? You have to buy it on behalf of the whole tzibur. The Chori would have to pass in like Rabbi Yosi, who holds that according that you can an individual can donate even on behalf of the whole tzibur. According to the Chazon Ish, the way he learns in the Gemara, you don't even have to actually say that he's buying it on behalf of shkolim, on behalf of the whole tzibur. An individual who donates doesn't have to actually buy shkolim and buy korbanos at all. The whole halachas of shkolim don't apply if the individual is buying it on behalf of the whole tzibur. So even if shkolim doesn't apply nowadays, the individual can buy a korban on behalf of the old tzibur, donate it to the tzibur, and it can be used as a korban tzibur. Now, I don't really want to go too much into the longness of this, but it's worth noting the Chazon Ish in Sim Kuf Kavov there in Yomah, Sif Kot Lamed Daled, goes on to explain up in longness exactly how it works. He says, we're not talking about an individual buying the korban on behalf of the tzibur. He says, because that means that the point he buys it, the korban now belongs to the tzibur. That's not called a yochid donating to the tzibur. That's called a korban tzibur. So, says the Chazon Ish, the way it works is that the shibur the hekdush shemischayev lasos mitzvosoi yeh letzibur. The shibur of the hekdush has to be done on behalf of the tzibur. He says that's different from an individual bringing a korban on behalf of another individual. Then the shibud hekdesh in that circumstance is lididei. The shibud hekdesh is on him, but the hakrova is on behalf of his fellow man, and that works in the same way as our halachos of medin eved kanani. Whereas when you're buying it on when you're this yochid who's bringing a korban tzibur on behalf of the tzibur, says the Chazon Ish, there the shibud hekdesh is on the whole tzibur and not on the individual. And exactly what this means and how this lomdus works requires a whole explanation, needs a lot of thinking about. But the Chazon Ish is our korban, that's how it works, and he says that's why we're concerned that the person doesn't give it over properly, according to the Tanakamu Agzer goes, Hashem Ono Yimshu Miyofa Yofa. Because he might be thinking that just as he can buy a korban on behalf of somebody else and have it offered up on behalf of somebody else, so too he can do the same mechanism when it comes to korban tzibur. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not correct. In order to give it over to the korban tzibur, the shibud hekdesh has to be on the tzibur and not on the individual. And the Chazon Ish says that's the problem here, according to the Tanakam. And with that, he answers the kasha, the Mishnah Melech, and Perek Daled, the Shkolim Halacha Vav. But the Mishnah Melech says, what does the Chachamim say? With choshes that he doesn't give it over to the tzibur, that's dvorim shebelev. With dvorim shebelev, ain't on dvorim. If a person gives over something to somebody else, and he doesn't attach any conditions to it, then even if he says afterwards, I meant to only give it under certain conditions, or I didn't really mean to give it, that's Dvorin Shemalev. You didn't speak it out, Dvorin Shemalev ain't on Dvorin. So what are the Chachamim concerned about? Shemalev Shem Yofa Yofa. If he said I'm giving it to the Tzivur, then it works, and even if he didn't mean it, anything he thought about was Dvorin Shemalev ain't on Dvorin. So ask the Mishnah Melech. Says the Chasnish, according to what I'm saying, that's not Shver. Because that's not the, there's no, the problem here is not that he is thinking something else. The problem is he might not be thinking the correct way to give it over to the Tzibur. There's a certain mechanism in the way you give it over to the Tzibur. And that was the chashash of the Tanakama. Shem Olo Yimstrom Yofi Yofa Mashiach. Because eventually we're not cautious that he'll do it like that because he'll be instructed to do it in the correct manner. So to sum up again, the mitzvah of Shkolim doesn't apply nowadays. Nonetheless, there are certain opinions, at least the Kafta of Aferet brings down from the Yechiel Miparis, Mibali HaTofus, who intended to offer a Kabbalah even Bisman HaZeh. And although we're Tomei nowadays, a common is Tzibur or Mutter, even Batuma. And although the common has to be brought from the Tzibur, the Rambam Paskins Halacha LaMaisa, like Rabbi Yossi, that even in the Gufish or Korban itself, an individual can donate it on behalf of the Tzibur, and it can be offered up from all the Tzibur. And in such a case, there will be no problem bringing the Korban. The Gemara in Yuma, which says that it only works for Avodas Yochid, according to this opinion, is Lav Dafka. It also works for Avodas Tzibur as well. That which the Gemara there says Avodas Yochid only means that it's Avodas Yochid, that even if it's only been done for Avodas Yochid, you still need to be motor to the Tzibur in Gansum. But Avodah would work also for Avodas Tzibur and Korban Tzibur as well. There are one, as we said, the Meiri learns the Gemara differently. There's a Sfas Emes, which is interesting, who offers a different explanation than the Rambam. And according to his Sfas Emes, there's an explanation in the Rambam. It might come out that it wouldn't work for a Korban Tzibur. But at least according to the Mishnah Melech and according to the Pashup Shat in the Rambam, we're passing it like a dosi, even on Gufa Shekorban, an individual could donate it. So technically speaking, the Bechir Paris, we understand, was intending to offer up Korban as Tzibur, because even though there were no Shekorban and he didn't collect from the whole Tzibur, nonetheless, he would be able to offer up even a chadchil according to Chazanish on behalf of the whole Tzibur, and that would count as a Korban Tzibur. Although with Tomei, Korban as Tzibur are multiple Batumah as well. There are other issues involved, and that is, as the Ashtori Aparchi pointed out, what about the fact that we don't have Kohenim nowadays? On that, there's very interesting a Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in Chelet Beis, Yeridetim, and Reish Lam Vav to his Sfer of Kiva Ego, who discussed the possibility of bringing Korbanos Mizmanasem. And he says that the Chohu could rely on the Chazoker, a person who's a Kohen nowadays, although we are machmir legabi certain things, not to assume that even a Kohen who claims to be a Kohen and has a Masurah that he's a Kohen is a Kohen. We don't give him Truma nowadays, for example. But, for example, we do rely on that Chazoker of a Birchas Kohenim, says the Chasam Sofer. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't rely on that Chazoker to be able to bring a Korban as well and use him as a Kohen. There's a lot of discussion in some of the Achronim about how exactly one would go about this. What about the various other issues, whether you need Big Day Kohuna? According to the Chasam Sofer, it's implied from Rabbi Yaakov Emden that Big Day Kohuna are not Ma'akeh, so if we don't have Big Day Kohuna, that also wouldn't be a problem. There's discussion in the later Achronim about exactly where is the Mokom HaMikdosh, where is exactly the Mokom HaMizbeach, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself and the Chasam Sofer also both discussed the possibility that it might even be that even if we couldn't offer up as a Korban Tzibur because we had these problems of Shem Aleim from Yofa Yofa, we could possibly still offer up a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is also unique in that it's a Korban Yochid, but it is brought by Tumah as well. So if the whole Tzibur is Tumah, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach B'Tumah. It's Darshan Elgin Gemara learns it out in Tzachim from Apostle. And therefore, technically speaking, certainly according to some poskim, nowadays we could offer up Korban Pesach, even though we're all Tumah, and we'll be able to offer up the Korban Pesach and even eat it B'Tumah as well nowadays, if we can get around the problems of the Kohen and the Big Tikkunah and one of the several other potential problems. But at any rate, even if we're not talking about Korban Pesach, there certainly seems to be at least mokum to say that even a Korban Tzibur could be offered up nowadays, and indeed Rabbi Chilmi Paris certainly intended to do so, and although there's no mitzvah of Shkolim nowadays, as our Mishnah says, nonetheless, since our loch is like Rabbi Yossi, an individual can bring a Korban Tzibur on behalf of the whole Tzibur, and that would also be valid as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.